Oh, what their joy and their glory must be, those endless Sabbaths of blessed ones see, crowns for the valiant to weary ones rest. God shall be all and in all ever blessed. In New Jerusalem joy shall be found. Blessings of peace shall forever abound. Which and fulfillment are not severed there, nor the things prayed for come short of the prayer. We wear no trouble distraction can bring. Safely the anthems of Zion shall sing. While for your grace, Lord, their voices of praise, your blessed people shall evermore raise. Now let us worship our Lord and our King, joyfully raising our voices to sing. Praise to the Father and praise to the Son. Praise to the Spirit, to God, three in one.
Page 136 in the blue hymnal, and we'll use the pink sheet for the croppers. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgive the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The introit. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God of the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord, you only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O Almighty God, who has built thy church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the head cornerstone, grant us so to be joined together in unity of spirit by their doctrine, that we may be made a holy temple, acceptable unto thee, through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for St. James, the elder apostle, is from the 19th chapter of 1 Kings. And there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" So he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." Then he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. So it was, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. So Suddenly a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." Then the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. And you also shall anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint as prophet in your place. And it shall be that whoever escapes the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill. And whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill. Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from the 8th chapter of Romans. "For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last, as men condemned to death. For we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. To the present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless, and we labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things until now. I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you. For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel." This is the word of the Lord. We stand. Their sound went forth through all the earth, and their word to the end of the world. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Alleluia, alleluia, I have chosen you out of the world, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and your fruit should remain. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asked something from him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." So he said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Now, As they went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." Then the multitude warned them that they should be quiet. But they cried out all the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." So Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Page 141, the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The hymn is in your white bulletin insert. Wondrous King, all glorious.
Wondrous King of glorious, sovereign Lord victorious, oh, receive our praise with favor. From thee well God's kindness, though we in our blindness, straight from thee our blessed Savior. Strengthen thou, help us now. Let our tongues be singing, hear our praises ringing. Heaven spread the story of our Maker's glory, all the pomp of earth obscuring. Sun, thy rays descending, thy bright beams extending, light to all the earth assuring. Moon and star, praise afar, him who glorious made you, the vast heavens aid you. O my soul rejoicing, sing thy praises voicing, sing with hymns of faith, adore him. All who here have being, shout your voices freeing, bow down in the dust before him. He is the Sabbath. Praise the Lord, the Savior, here and there forever. Alleluia, surrender to the Lord most tender. Ye who know and love the Savior, alleluia, sing ye. Ye redeemed, O bring ye. Hearts that yield in glad behavior. Blessed are ye, endlessly. Sinless there forever, ye shall laud him ever. Amen.
Our sermon text from today's epistle, 1 Kings chapter 9, emphasis on verse 9. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, zealous Elijah sought to destroy the worship of Baal, which had become rampant under the evil Queen Jezebel. You see, Jezebel was now supporting 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah from the royal treasury. In fact, things had gotten so bad that she was killing the prophets of God, the true prophets. Elijah's fellow prophet, Obadiah, he was hiding 100 of God's prophets from Jezebel in two separate caves, as well as trying to keep them alive during the famine and feed them. That's how bad things had become. Whenever Elijah presented himself to King Ahab, her husband, Ahab said, "Is that you, that troubler of Israel?" But Elijah responds, "I have not made trouble for Israel, but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed the Baals." As you know, Elijah's plan is to have a big showdown on Mount Carmel. "How long will you waver between two opinions?" Elijah says. "If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." You know the rest of the story. They build two separate altars. The prophets of Baal call out to their gods. Nothing happens. Elijah calls out to God. Fire comes down from heaven to consume the sacrifice, even the water that has been poured upon it all around. The response, tremendous. Verse 39 says, "When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, 'The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God.'" Finally, they seized those 450 prophets of Baal and killed them in the Kidron Valley. Great ending. Sounds like a movie. Complete, utter victory. The Lord does a great miracle. Baal does none. The people follow the true God. The prophets of Baal are killed. Elijah prays, and then rain comes to bring an end to the famine that has happened. Just as there has been relief now from the idolatry and the oppression of Baal, so there is this refreshing rain that comes down from heaven. All is great. Until, in Elijah's eyes, today's Old Testament reading, in Elijah's eyes, this is an apparent failure. Failure, I tell you. Jezebel, she's not convinced by any of this. Scriptural proof? Yeah, that's not enough. Miracles from heaven? Nope, that doesn't convert her. Even the victory of Elijah and the death of her own prophets of Baal only make her angry. Now she rises up more upset than ever. She vows to have Elijah dead. within 24 hours. So instead of a turnaround, Elijah is now on the run from Jezebel. Despite all he had done, it would appear that this was an apparent failure, not victory. Elijah falls into despondency. So, God's answer? Well, his answer to Elijah's apparent failure is not really insightful to say. So here's the question. What are you doing here, Elijah? That's what God asks. It's not because God doesn't know where Elijah is. It's a reminder to Elijah that God has brought him to this place. What are you doing here? Yeah, you're here because I put you here. I brought you here. But no. At Beersheba, the Lord fed Elijah twice under a broom tree so he could travel 40 days to Mount Horeb. There he meets with God in the cleft of a cave. The question is asked, Lord, you know, what are you doing here? He doesn't answer, Lord, because you have brought me here. He doesn't say, you brought me to this time and place. No. Instead of doing his vocation, what does Elijah do? He begins to look at results. Yes. He begins to look at how things are working out. You see, there are two things we need to know. One, that is not to be Elijah's concern. In the very same way that results are not to be the concern of the pastor or the prophet or the apostle as he preaches, Elijah is simply to be faithful. He is to preach the word. He is to do what God has done wherever God has placed him in that time and place, and to let the Lord take care of the results. As one of my fellow pastors has said, that's above our pay grade. We're just to preach the word. Let the Lord take care of it. Two, we can't always see the results. And the results that we see in actions may not be. So how does Elijah respond? Well, Elijah tells him, look at what's going on. This is happening. This is happening. I'm running away and everything is... And I'm the only one left. I'm the only one left. God says, yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. So what do we find? We find that Elijah doesn't really know the results. Neither do pastors or you. We preach the word and we don't really know. Elijah says, I think I'm the only one left. And God says, I got 7,000. 7,000 believers in that land, in addition to those 100 prophets, hidden prophets, by Obadiah. No, the Lord is working. And he's got his plan, and he's doing it in his own time and in his own way. Elijah does not realize that there is a holy Christian church. We confess in the creed, I believe in the holy Christian church. Why? Because we can't always see the 7,000 that have not bowed the knees. We don't often see those true prophets that are preaching the word wherever they are. Elijah is sent out. He's to anoint two kings who are going to bring judgment to Jezebel and Ahab. God will work it out, and they do get their judgment. Elijah is to anoint or ordain Elisha, and he will continue Elijah's work. There come a time in which the pastor lays down his mantle and someone else picks it up. It's not dependent upon that particular person at all. So today we have gathered on the day of St. James, the elder, the greater. Pam, I told you wrong this morning at our prayers. Which one is this St. James? He is the brother of John, James and John, sons of Zebedee. So that is who this James is. I said he was the brother of Jesus. This is the brother of John. And he is one of the 12 apostles. Yes. So what do we know about James? Well, he's called to be an apostle. He's called to preach and teach. In today's Holy Gospel, his mothers come and ask for special favors, and Jesus says, you don't know what you're asking. Jesus is going to be baptized into his death. Are you guys ready for that? We find that James, the elder, he is the first one that is killed in Jerusalem. Herod Agrippa is the one who looks out and says, I want to please the Jews. Great, let's kill James. When he sees that that works out pretty good and everybody's happy, he puts Peter in prison. Later, he releases Peter. God has him released. But the point is this. James has preached and taught, and yet, by his death, you might say, is that utter failure? Is God not helping him out? What's going on? The apostles, and all of a sudden, immediately, they're getting killed. In fact, most of them get killed, 11 out of 12. Just give it a little time. No, we are not to judge by those results. In fact, what we find is that it is through the apostles' work, and particularly even as, well, the church fathers have said, it's through the seeds of the martyrs that the church grows. Even Jesus' work himself doesn't appear to be of great victory during his life and right at his death. At the beginning of his ministry, he's got very few. He calls 12 men. By the height of his ministry, he's got the 5,000 coming out to visit him, along with women and children. By the end of his life, everybody's deserted him. It doesn't look like much at all. But what does the Lord do? He preserves those who believe. He calls a thief from the cross. He sends out those who are prophets and they kill them, but the church grows. And the Lord is working things out. We too might say, I think we're the only ones left. And yet the Lord has preserved believers in every nation. The sun never sets on the Christian church because his word goes out and it does as it is supposed to. The question, what are you doing here? Pastor, well, you put me at this place and time, I guess I'll preach. Because that's my job. What are you doing here? Well, you're offering the word. I'm going to come and hear it. Because I'm a believer in Christ. And the Lord's will be done. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Create in me, page 143.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, you are seated at the right hand of the Father, and we heartily give thee thanks that thou didst give to thy church inspired apostles, like St. James, confirming their preaching with signs following with the testimony of the Holy Spirit. Grant us grace, we beseech thee, firmly to be established in faith by their word, gladly to confess thy name, that we may be comforted in affliction and adversity by your gracious presence, that thou mayest confess us before thy Father in heaven. Grant also that we may follow the example of those godly witnesses in their exercise of holiness even unto the end, and vouchsafe unto us at all times to give us faithful shepherds who shall walk in the footsteps of the apostles, lead their flocks into the wholesome pastures of thy divine word, guarding them from unprofitable ways of error and by instruction, entreaty, and admonition, keeping them with thee in the one true faith. Do thou prepare men's hearts to receive thy word and enable them to bring forth plenteously the fruits of righteousness that thy name may be praised, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. Because you have mightily governed and protected your holy church, which the blessed apostles and evangelists instructed in your divine and saving truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, the Lamb of God,
who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace.
O Lord Jesus Christ, who said unto your apostles, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, regard not my sins, but the faith of your church. Grant unto her that peace and unity which is according unto your will, for you live and reign with God now and forever. Amen. I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul into life everlasting. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul into life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. Tenet dimittis. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good,
and his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
The